and welcome to Coffee House Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. I'm Katie Balls and I'm joined by Isabel Hardman and James Forsyth. So we just had the results in from the second ballot in the Tory leadership contest, and Boris Johnson, as with last time, is ahead on 126 votes. It is Dominic Raab who has been knocked out on just 30 votes, and Sajid Javid managed to just squeak over the line on 33. James, you were in the room when they announced the result. What is your takeaway?
So Rory Stewart is obviously the big winner here. Not only has he got over the 33 vote mark, he has put on more votes between the first round and the second round than any other candidate. But the challenge for him is, in terms of keeping up his momentum, is this. It's the 30 votes that are now most obviously up for grabs in this contest are Dominic Raab's votes, and they tend to be votes of hardline Brexiteers. It is hard to imagine many, if any, of Raab's supporters moving to Rory Stewart. You'd expect nearly all of them to go to Boris Johnson. That means that if he's going to keep going, Rory Stewart has to start eating into Jeremy Hunt and Michael Gove's pool of votes. You know, at the moment, neither Jeremy Hunt nor Michael Gove can really get any momentum going. But there is a big deal about trying to get people who've publicly committed to these two candidates to flip and start backing you. I think that is the big challenge for Rory Stewart. It also means that tonight's BBC debate at 8 p.m. is going to be more dramatic, because Rory Stewart has been talking a lot about how he's going to want to take on Boris Johnson, ask him direct questions about his Brexit plan in this debate. But I think there is a danger for Rory Stewart in that, because although there are scores of Tory MPs who would like to see Boris Johnson taken down a peg or two, who will enjoy seeing him discomfited, the vast bulk of Tory MPs are worried about what a month of full-on no holes barred, blue on blue action would do to the Tory party and its prospects. So I think if Rory Stewart does go very aggressive today, I think there'll be a big pressure on the other more established cabinet candidates, you know, so your Jeremy Hunt, your Michael Gove's and your Sajid Javid's, to fold into each other in almost a stop Rory Stewart thing, but from those people on the same kind of wing of a contest as him, this kind of cabinet wing, because there is a real worry about what that could do.
Isabel, it certainly seems as though Rory Stewart has the momentum right now. He's on 37 votes, and to put that into perspective, Hunt is on 46 and Gove on 41. Do you think there is a chance that Gove and Hunt supporters who are opposed to Boris Johnson think, actually, maybe I want to move my vote to the Rory Stewart campaign? That is where the most enthusiasm is.
Well, that's certainly what Rory Stewart will be hoping, that he'll be able to bleed supporters from Michael Gove and Jeremy Hunt. It is very difficult for those two candidates to work out what to do, because we've gone from a contest that started really with everyone talking about a Stop Boris campaign, and then there was briefly a sort of Stop Dominic Raab blip, and now it's flipped to the least expected campaign of all, which is the Stop Rory campaign. And for Jeremy Hunt and Michael Gove, they still need to think about what will happen if they do make it into the final two, because they will then be facing Tory members and trying to sow doubts in their minds about Boris Johnson, and they can't leave that too late, and they probably need to sort of get going with that as soon as possible. But at the same time, they also need to, as James says, attack Rory Stewart, work out how to undermine him. Their lines over the past few days, particularly from the Jeremy Hunt camp, have been this would be too polarising. As James says, we need someone with real experience who's able to take on these serious issues. And another point that they'll be privately making to MPs is that not a single Brexiteer at the moment is backing Rory Stewart. Now, even if you're a Remainer, that's the sort of thing that would worry you, because he's currently not a candidate who looks like he's going to be able to bring the party back together. Even if you think that, well, a Tory leadership contest is always going to involve blue on blue because it's a clash of ideas, you still want somebody who's going to be able to talk to the always quite sensitive and tricky ultra-Brexiteer wing of the Conservative Party, who haven't exactly been quiet in recent months.
Now, James, Isabel mentioned the Stop Raab operation. I think it's safe to say it's been fairly successful with Dominic Raab out tonight. What does that mean in immediate effect for the other candidates? Does this provide Boris Johnson with a big boost?
I think Boris Johnson would be very disappointed if he didn't get the overwhelming majority of Dominic Raab's 30 supporters. I think it also gives probably Boris Johnson, as you say on Coffee House, Katie, a little bit more flexibility in this respect in terms of a contest, which is it now means that for those Tory MPs who cannot stand Theresa May's withdrawal agreement, there is now not another option. because all of the other candidates still in the race have voted for it three times, and Boris Johnson has only voted for it once and with great reluctance. And so I think he now has a bit more room for manoeuvre, because there isn't anyone to his Brexit side in this debate. You know, Michael Gove is obviously a Brexiteer, but Michael Gove is a Brexiteer who's much more concerned about leaving with a deal than Boris Johnson is. So I think that, you know, I suspect the Boris camp will hope that the 12 vote extra votes Boris Johnson put on today is probably a little bit underwhelming for them. They'll hope that tomorrow he'll get a bigger number. I mean, one thing to watch for is, does he get to 157, which is, you know, exactly half the Conservative Parliamentary Party? So I think we wait to see those things. But I think the question now is, can Rory Stewart predate essentially upon the other cabinet candidates? Because he's not going to get many, if any, of those Raab votes.
I wonder whether the other candidates are regretting not going more fully for Boris over the past few weeks, given that Rory Stewart is now sort of able to say, I'm the only person who's really been challenging him, and this is one of the reasons that he thinks he's picking up so much momentum. Whether they think they could have been, if not the sort of full throttle Stewart, they could have been a little bit blunter.
I think if you want to govern, I mean, one of the things that has been liberating for Rory Stewart in this campaign is he didn't go into it thinking that he was going to win if he played it safe. And I think the problem for all of the others is they've been very conscious of how do you govern. If Rory Stewart were to win this contest, which would be bigger than almost any other political upset we have seen in this era of political upsets, but if that were to happen, I really struggle to see how he would govern, given, as Isabel said, that he doesn't have a single Brexiteer in the Tory party supporting him, given that he is essentially committed to trying to get a deal through Parliament that has been rejected three times already, and it's not like he's going to have a bunch of Brexiteer goodwill at his back. That is the question there. But I think one of the other challenges for the Tory party from this result is this. Rory Stewart is now established as a really big figure in the Tory ferment. You know, 37 votes is a lot of votes. It is, you know, more than 10% of the parliamentary party. He is a name recognised out there in the country. Okay, I admit this has not been entirely clear, but he has broadly indicated that he would not serve in a Boris Johnson cabinet. I think that is going to be a problem in terms of the public don't like divided parties. In terms of looking like the Tories are coming back together again at the end of this contest, that will be difficult if he still won't serve. And I think that a lot of the frustration that the Boris Johnson campaign feel about Rory Stewart is that their kind of criticism is all he's doing is wounding. He's not going to kill, because they believe he can't win with the members because of their views on Brexit. He is just going to inflict a series of damaging wounds on Boris Johnson that will make things more difficult for the Tory party.
Make the early election that Katie's been writing about even more likely.
Now let's talk briefly about Sajid Javid, who was a candidate who today we saw, I suppose, hostile warnings break out between the Stewart camp and the Javid camp as they went for similar MPs in terms of the audience. Now, there was some speculation that Sajid Javid might be knocked out, so I suppose there'll be relief on some level, but Isabel, where does he go from here? He is the furthest back in the pack. As we said, when it comes to the votes that are now available, if you look at the Raab lot, they're not natural votes for this group. So do you think he will now be under pressure to drop out, or do you think that he will try and fight on?
I think he will come under pressure to drop out. There was an indication from the 1922 committee that if there were two candidates who got 33, they'd come under pressure to drop out. Now, obviously, there's only one who's got that threshold level, but I think there'll still be pressure from some MPs for Sajid Javid to drop out. And I think this also shows that the teething problems that he had with his campaign have really, really set him back, because he launched that very uninspiring video that we were very critical of from his office rather than doing what he did in his second much more successful video later on, which was talking about his backstory, revisiting his home and so on. And because he wasn't really working the party in the way that some of the other candidates have been doing for months, he's suffered because of that. And actually, as you say, it's probably a relief to his team that he's got a result that's got him through as opposed to being knocked out.
Now, we have the BBC debate tonight, on which there'll be lots of coverage on Coffee House as and when it happens. But just in terms of what the candidates now need to do between now and the next vote, James, what are Sajid Javid, Jeremy Hunt, what are all these teams going to be having to do to try and make sure that they are still in the competition this time tomorrow?
So I think you'll see Sajid Javid tonight basically say to Tory MPs, what do you want our party to look like to the country? He will, I'm sure, point out that a Boris Johnson, Rory Stewart final two would be an all-Eton final. You know, that one school, one mixed ability school would be providing both candidates for the Tory leadership. Then I think that will be the Sajid Javid point. You know, when the country look and see the final two of Tory MPs, who do they want to see? That'll be it. Jeremy Hunt's argument is essentially going to be to Tory MPs, don't polarise the party. Michael Gove's argument will be, you know, there is no point sending someone to the members who didn't vote for Brexit because they've got no hope, and you're just going to end up again with a kind of highly polarising debate if you have a Rory Stewart, Boris Johnson contest. I think that the challenge for Boris Johnson is to get through tonight. You know, look, because he didn't take part in the Channel 4 hustings and all this stuff, there'll be a lot of attention. Now, part of the reason he didn't was he wanted a format with fewer candidates in it. There's only one less candidate, so that is a blow to him. But if you actually look at this format, it's quite a nice format for Boris Johnson, because these questions that are going to be put, they're coming from BBC News studios around the country. And interestingly, they have to be able to be put to every single candidate. So you can't have any question that is personally directed at Boris Johnson. So that slightly takes some of the target off his back. And then I think for Rory Stewart, the question is this, right? How does he do enough to show that he is the person to take on Boris, but without making Tory MPs think, oh, crikes, if this is the final two, Stewart Johnson, it is just going to be a bloodbath, and so we should pull back from that. I mean, that is the question here. I think one of the other big questions is, can anyone impose themselves on this debate? I mean, one of the things we saw in the Channel 4 news debate is that, you know, Jeremy Hunt, although he went into that debate with more votes behind him than any of the other candidates on that stage, he couldn't bend the debate to his will. Can anyone do that tonight?
Thank you, Isabel. Thank you, James.